Good evening, guys. We got a new player. Just want to give a quick statement. Just want to let you guys know we did our due diligence throughout this whole process. And we trust our research, reports, everything that we have on Mr. Conley. And we feel really good about picking Graham Conley and having him join the Raider team and having him being a great teammate for our players. With that, let's answer the questions.
Hey, Reggie, Jerry McDonald from the Bay Area News Group. When we talked the other day, you talked about accumulating all the information you possibly can from every source you can possibly get it, and then just basically going with your gut. Was that pretty much the case on this?
Like I said, the research was done, and it wasn't just a gut. It was based on research, and we were very confident in all the information that we gathered.
Reggie Pogliottis from ESPN. Beyond the research that you've done on him and you feel comfortable with him, how does he fit into what this team needs right now?
Well, I'll let Jack answer most of the football questions, so I'm going to lean on Jack for that one.
Yeah, really, really talented corner that is capable of playing man or zone. He's a football junkie. He loves to compete. He's been, well respected with the people that I've spoken to personally about him. He's a guy that loves to compete, good teammate, and a really quality kid. And so he's got great length, great speed. You know, it's really, really strong workouts throughout the spring, and then this tape is really good. So it's one of those really clean players that. You know, we were fortunate to get our hands on here late in the first round.
Reggie, you mentioned just all the research that you guys did. Can you be more specific? Because obviously you wouldn't have invested what you did in unless you felt extremely confident that the allegations will prove to pass. But what does that look like in terms of over-the-phone conversations? Was there a polygraph test? Like, can you go into more detail about the research done?
I don't want to get into all the details about who we talked to, all of this stuff, but the bottom line is we've done miles and miles of research to make sure we were totally comfortable with our decision, which we were.
Rick Tittle with 95.7, the game, home of the Raiders. Reggie, you always talk about letting the board do the talking. We know the Raiders need DBs. Was this the board talking, or was this need as well?
This was totally the board. I mean, it was hands down, I was the best player left on our board.
A lot of us guys say that this time of year, though, don't we? You know, but, yeah, it definitely was a happy moment for us.
Levi Damian, SB Nation. You mentioned, again, all the research you did on him. Was there anything in particular that really stood out for either of you about his game? About Gary and Conley's game?
I just, as far as I'm concerned, he's the type of corner you look for. I mean, it's hard to get separation from him. He can play the deep ball. He can play press. He's big. He's strong. He's fast. I mean, and he understands the game. And you can tell he loves the game, the way he plays. So watching his tape, being around him, interviewing him, it was no question. We had no questions about his skill set and his ability to play the game.
Jack, you've got Sean and David already there. Do you see Gary maybe going into the slot initially, or because you have the guys you have, is it an easier, allows you to ease him in a little bit slower, or do you kind of expect?
No, I think anybody that we add to the roster this weekend, we'll let them compete and see what they earn. So, yeah, I wouldn't put a ceiling on him in terms of, you know, does he end up as the fourth best, the third best, the second best, or the best corner. That's up to him when he gets here and the work that he puts in, him understanding our system and being a productive player. So we expect him to come in and compete. We think he's a highly skilled player, and he's got the potential to become you know, one of our better corners. Yeah, we'll determine that. He's mostly been outside in his collegiate career.
Now you just answered my question.
Reggie, have you been told that the charges won't be pressed? Is that something that they talked to the police, I guess, or
you know, I'm not going to get into details of it, but I just want to let you know we feel real good about this, about the pick and the way it's going.
What do you feel having Conley aboard does for you moving forward in the second, third round as the draft progresses, knowing that you got the guy that you were so coveted early? What, if anything, does this do moving forward?
Well, we're hopefully this day two will fall the same way. You know, we're going to still follow our board. We know our needs, but we will not let a great player slip by just to satisfy a need. And we will follow our board, that's for sure. There's a lot of good players left, so we're expecting a good day tomorrow.
Reggie, with kind of the uncertainty, I guess, you do feel good about what legally could happen here with him, but did you have to clear any of this with Mark Davis before you made the pick, or do you just have that power to go ahead and do that on your own?
You know, me and Mark talk about all of the first-round picks. You know, the possibilities. So it's just not with Garyon. It's with many other picks. So we communicate all the time. So this is not just a one particular deal. But yes, we discussed it.
One more question, Scott.
Was he someone that maybe you guys were a bit surprised fell that far into the draft? Did you maybe not expect him to be there at 24?
Well, I can't speak for what other teams' thought process is. All I know is we had him high on our board, and we liked the player. We're glad he's a Raider.